Hey, good evening. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're learning Simin Reish Nun Beis Si'if Hey. So we are holding, which is Yutah Samad Aleph, but we're starting on page 36, Simin Reish Nun Beis Si'if Hey. So this Si'if is about Melachos that you start before Shabbos, and then on its own, the Melacha continues into Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutul Uftach Mayim Legina Ve'hinim Shachem V'holchem B'chol HaShabbos. You could open up a waterway into a garden where the water will continue to water the garden over the course of Shabbos. Ulaniach Kilo, and to put kilor, which he translates as samshel refuah shnosan alayin, some type of medicinal salve that one puts on the eye, of a thick kilor ala ayin, on one's eye, afal pisha, sulanicha b'shabbos. Even though you're not allowed to place it on there on Shabbos, you're allowed to put it there before Shabbos, even though it's going to continue to spread out and heal the wound on Shabbos. V'laseis mugmar tachas hakelim v'emiz kamri me'aleim kol haShabbos. And you could put mugmar, which is some type of nice smelling incense, underneath clothing in order to give it a nice fragrance, and it will continue, the smoke will continue to give the clothing a nice fragrance over the course of Shabbos. V'afilu mugmar munach b'cheli, even if the mugmar is in a kli, deinah d'mesuvah shvisas kelim. And the reason you're allowed to do all these things is that there's no iser of shvisas kelim, meaning there's no din that your kelim are not allowed to do melacha. There's a din you're not allowed to do melacha. There's a din that your behemah is not allowed to do melacha. Your children are allowed to do melacha. But there's no din that your kelim are not allowed to do melacha. And therefore also, v'loseis sa'urim begigis l'shrosan, you could soak barley in a vat, in some sort of tub. Before we continue, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. So, Sivkat Lamed Hei, Liftoach, this was talking about opening up water into the garden. Hainu Shepaseach Mayim, Samach L'Chashecha, Misvas HaMayan, She'elich L'Gina L'Ashkosa. They open up from the edge of the spring, so that it will go into the garden, the water will go into the garden, to be Mashke, the garden. In the Dirshu, he quotes the Rav Nissim Karelitz, that the same is true, that you could turn on an air conditioner, even though it has a slow drip, you know, from the air conditioner onto the ground, and that's not a problem to turn it on Erev Shabbos. And similarly, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos that if you're washing in a sink and the water goes through the sink and through a pipe and then lands on the ground, that's also not a problem, because you're not trying to be mashke the gina. You're allowed to do that even on Shabbos, he says, even though it's a psik reshe that some water is going to end up on the grass, but since it's al yidei koach sheni, it's only considered grama, you're allowed to do that. Actually had that child in camp. One of the kids noticed that under the bunk there's a leak every time they turn on the water on top of the bunk. So under the bunk some water comes out and it lands on the grass underneath the bunk. They said, are we allowed to use our water on Shabbos? So yeah, Rosh Hashanah says yes, you're allowed to use your water on Shabbos. It's considered koch sheni, grama. It's not a problem. Okay, siv katan lam dvav ula haniach, and we said you could put this type of salve on your eye. Hainu afshe nishar munach b'shabbos alidei mishabbi v'holich, even though it remains on your eye on Shabbos and it therefore provides a refuah. You could also put a bandage on the makah, on the wound at that time. Lamed zayin kilor ove. So we said to put this thick type of ointment. The kilor rach v'tzalul, if it's a watery type of ointment, af b'shabbos guf v'motol anicho, then you'd be allowed to put it on even on Shabbos. K'shoy sharim mibod yom, if it was already soaked in the cold, in the water mibod yom. K'dil kam rusim shul chavcha, siv chavalif ayin sham, as we're going to say later on. So, and the reason is, the Shulchan Aruch is going to say over there, is because when you do it, it doesn't look like you're putting medication on yourself. It looks like you're washing yourself off. It looks like water. So if it's so watery that it looks like water, then it's not going to be something that that looks like any sort of refuah, and that's going to be mutar on Shabbos. You're allowed to do things that look like they're not a refuah. That's what the poskim talk about in the Dir Shoviri. Quotes a whole bunch of poskim that say you could take a pill and crush it up before Shabbos into an applesauce or something like that, and then eat your applesauce on Shabbos, and that's not a violation of taking a refuah on Shabbos, because you're eating it like regular food. Sivkal Namches Sha'asr, why would it have been asr anyway to put this ointment on Shabbos? Shami Yimarech, because the concern is that you might come to spread it out, and doing Mimarech would be a Melacha D'Horaisa on Shabbos. In the Dirshu, he quotes from Rav Osner and others that if you don't do any Miruach, if you just squeeze it out of the tube and just put it on, you know, without spreading it into your skin, that would be mutter. So sometimes that's what they suggest when a baby has a diaper rash, to just squeeze it out from the tube onto the diaper and then just put the diaper on. The baby will sit, the baby will move around, and the cream will get not as effectively as it otherwise would, but it will be better than nothing. Siv katan lamites velases mugmar, to put mugmar under the kalim to make it smell nice. Levono mina b'sam nosan ala eshem asham begadim shei recha nodef. It's recha nodef. It's these types of besamim that cause a nice fragrant aroma to go into the clothing. Va'afilu mugmar. So we said even if the mugmar is in a kli, kolshken kashem mugmar nachal haaretz to shari. And certainly if the mugmar is on the ground and not in a kli, that's for sure going to be mutter. So we said that because there's no isra of shvisas kelim, and therefore to put barley into a tub of water to soak them is going to be mutter on erev Shabbos. And sivkat memal for shrosan to be Shabbos aser, on Shabbos itself that would be aser. And the reason it's going to say that it's going to be aser on Shabbos itself is that it could grow. The barley could start taking root and things will grow out of it. So that's why it's going to be aser to do on Shabbos, like zoreya on Shabbos. So now back into the Shulchan Aruch. So it says the Shulchan Aruch on the fourth line. V'toen in Bekaris Beis Chabad v'agas mibod yom al zesim v'anavim. You can push the olive press or the wine press down on the olives or grapes on Erev Shabbos, v'ashem v'ayayin ayotzim emutter, and whatever wine or oil comes out of them over the course of Shabbos is mutter. V'chein boser melilo shiriskon mibod yom. And also if you have unripened grapes, these little that will have where the juices have some sort of benefit, if they were crushed already on Erev Shabbos, mutar mashkem ayotzim em. Whatever juice ebbs and comes out of them over the course of Shabbos is going to be mutter as well. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Mem Beis Mem Gimel Mem Dal Mem Hei. So Mem Beis V'Tonin V'Afilu Lo Nisrasku Mikodem Mutar L'Ton. Even if you didn't crush the olives and grapes before Shabbos, it's still mutter to put the press down on them. Kivah Shemaschil Apu L'Kodem Shetishka Acham V'Chanal, because the act of pressing is already starting before Shkia. Ach Le'inyan Shemen V'Yayin Ayotzi Mehen Kosav Magen Ravam Dein Mutar. But as far as using the wine and oil that comes out from them on Shabbos, the Magen Avraham says that's only going to be mutter if you already put the press down when it's still broad daylight on Friday, where it's mostly crushed before Shabbos begins. Because in such a case where it's already mostly crushed and it's already seeping out juices, even if you were to actually physically squeeze it on Shabbos, it wouldn't be a melacha d'oraisa. And therefore, and that's why whatever juice comes out on its own is going to be mutter. Because we don't have to be gozer that you'll come to do schita, because even if you did schita on already crushed grapes and olives, it wouldn't be a melacha d'oraisa. But if you put it right before shkia, you put the press down right before shkia, where the olives and the grapes will not be crushed prior to Shabbos, then asra mashka yotzim then whatever liquid seeps out of them is going to be awesome because of a gzeira shema yischot. We're afraid that you might come to do schita, and that schita would be a real malacha d'oraisa. Sivkat and mem gimel, v'ashem v'ayayin hayotzei, and whatever wine or oil comes out of it is going to be mutter. Pirush af mashki yotzei b'shabbos. Even that which comes out on Shabbos itself is going to be mutter. V'lo gazrin shema yischot, k'mo shagazru b'mashkan shazov mizeis v'adam shalom nisrasku. And we're not going to make a gzeira that you might come to squeeze it the same way we would make such a gzeira about wine or oil that would come out of grapes or olives that have not previously been crushed, like we're going to say later on, and like we've already explained, the reason is because if they have not yet been previously crushed, if you were to actually squeeze them at that point, you'd be chayiv chatos. So when you're going to be chayiv chatos, if you'd squeeze them on Shabbos, they made a gzeira that whatever comes out of them on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use. But over here where they're already pre-crushed from before Shabbos, so there's already juices seeping out from them anyway on their own. It's just if you'd squeeze them yourself, more would come out. So that's only going to be an Isra Midrabanan to actually squeeze it. And therefore, since even actually squeezing it would only be an Isra Midrabanan, if it comes out on its own, it's going to be totally mutter. And this is the same reason why these unripened grapes is going to be mutter as well if they've been previously obviously crush Rhein Baralacha Den Lahatir, Kim Bishadach and Gamkin Kodama Shabbos Vidichahu Yosem Risuk. And it's only gonna be mutter if it's really crushed well in advance of Shabbos. V'chein Boser, we said, what is Boser? Anav mitchilos and kshein dak and motse meashka l'tabel bobasar. That very unripened young grapes will have a little bit of juice that comes out of it that's good to dip meat in. L'vishu chazak, because it's very strong, v'karov lahachmitz. And it's close to becoming like vinegar. Sivkat, so it's like more of a dressing type of thing that they would use for the meat. Umalilos, shibalin shalo bashlu kol tzarchan. These are shibalin that are not the stalks that are not fully ripened. Maraskin v'ton ba'avanim. You can crush them and then have stones on top of them. Mashke zavein metabelbo, and some liquid comes out of them, and you could use that as a dip as well. Okay, so now back into the Shulchan Aruch now. So far we said you're allowed to set up all these things. We said two things so far, right? We said that you're allowed to set up a whole bunch of different types of things where the malacha will continue into Shabbos. And then we said, and when it's an olive press or an oil press, even though there's new juices coming out on Shabbos, if it was already kind of crushed before Shabbos, you're allowed to enjoy those juices on Shabbos. If it wasn't already kind of crushed before Shabbos, then you're not allowed to enjoy those juices on Shabbos. Now the third and final thing for today. You could put wheat into a mill that's run by water, on the power of water, right before Shabbos. And we're not worried that it's going to be so noisy that everyone's going to say, oh, this guy's grinding his wheat on Shabbos. However, but there are those that are that aser when it comes to a mill because of the noise. Whenever there's a concern of Hashma's call, we're going to aser not just the Rechaim, any case that we're worried about Hashma's call. And that's what we try to do. L'chadchila, says the Rama, we try to be machmir that very noisy machinery, even though you turned it on before Shabbos, should not be running in your house on Shabbos. But if there's a case of loss, we could be Shabbos. You could set up a grandfather clock on Erev Shabbos, even though ding, right, on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to do that? It's a loud noise. You could hear it the whole house. Because everyone knows you didn't just set that up on Shabbos. Everyone knows no one's going and banging the ding on the hour that it's clearly set up over the course of time, and that it's continuously running into Shabbos, which is probably the hetzer why you could have those frames that the frameios that keep rotating pictures, because no one thinks you set that up on Shabbos, even though it's doing kosev d'oraisa, the Rabbanan at least it's doing kosev every 10 seconds or whatever, right? Rav Shechter happens not like that, but we don't have time to get into what his problems with. He has a whole different understanding of this whole Shvisas Kalim Sugya, but Pashtus is the most poskim say that that's mutter for that reason. Sivkatan, where are we up to? Sivkatan Memvav, I think we're up to. So Lasei Schitim, V'adin Shmutter Oz Ba'atzmo Livtoch Gam Kein As Hamiskeres Shel Hamayim Shaydez Tochen Archaim. You could also you could on your own open up the whatever's holding the water back that will cause the mill to go again on Erev Shabbos Shalmayim v'lo shal behema, but not a mill that's powered by an animal. Tadam mitzuvel shiz behemto, because then the animal is going to continue working into Shabbos, and you're not allowed to have your animal working into Shabbos. But water, you know, is just if it's run by water, it's just your kli working, and there's no iser of kalim doing work. Ubekal makom klal bazeh kol ayotzi bazeh mashmi. So a very important thing what the Rama is saying when he says uvchal makom, he's saying any time you have a thing that makes a lot of noise, da'af shemil savika zilusa l'shabta, that it's a noisy thing and that creates a zilusa de Shabbos, and that's why Rav Shlomo Zalman in Minchas Shlomo says you should not have your washing machine running on Shabbos, you should not have your dryer running on Shabbos, even though you turned it on before Shabbos, but it's going to be making noise, and anything that's going to be making noise is going to be problematic. In the early dishwasher tshuvas, they said that's why you can't have a dishwasher running into Shabbos, because it makes noise. Now they don't make so. Now they have a super quiet dishwashers. They don't make as much noise. I think Ramosha in the Tshuva says somewhere that the definition of noise is if you could hear it in the next room. If you can't hear it in the next room, then it's not considered noisy. That's the definition. Chazon Ish dealt with a problem in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, according to the Dirshu over here, that in Bnei Brak there are a lot of people that have the Chumrah that they don't use the electrical grid on Shabbos. So everyone has their own generators because there are Jewish people working electrical grid. They don't want to be, but generators are super noisy. So Chazanish said, no, that's motor. That's not an Isra of Hashemah's call because that's like the Zeiger. Everyone knows that's set up before Shabbos, a big Chiddush, because you only set it, I mean, you have to set it up. It's not like something that like a grandfather clock will just go and go and go and go, or like a frameo or something. Like you really, it's something people did like Atad right before Shabbos. But anyway, that's the Chiddush that they quote. Like he says in Darkei Moshe, and certainly if it's a non-Jewish owned mill, you're allowed to put grain in there on Erev Shabbos. And even if you rented your mill to an Einu Yehudi, that's fine as well. If you gave the non-Jew your grain on Friday, so then we go back to all those halachas we had before, that if you were koteitz damim and he's doing it on his own volition now, and he doesn't have to be doing it now, so then it's going to be mutter. Then you because he's doing it on his own. The only thing is, the Jew should not be standing right next to him, watching him do this, because then it looks like the Einu Yehudi is a shliach. But what do you mean the Jew should not be standing next to him? What if you need to watch this grain because this is the grain you need for matzah? So tzorech haPesach mutar liYisrael liyosomit sham liros shel yischametz. Then the Jews allowed to stand there. You could also have a guard standing there to make sure the guy's not stealing all your stuff. But you shouldn't talk any business with him. Remember, we had that discussion in the end of Sim Reish Mem Dalid, how difficult that probably is not to talk business with a guy who's working in your business and you're standing right there, but you're not allowed to instruct or do anything. Sivkat Mem Tes Makom Pseida. We said if it's a Makom Pseida, we could be makel on the noise factor. Hatam Daz Yachalis Machaday. Because then we can rely on the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch quotes. But on Shabbos, you're not even allowed to have a guy do this for you to work your mill, even if you hired him. What you need to do is sell your business to him if it's going to be running on Shabbos. And finally, that the Shabbos, the grandfather clock, everyone knows you didn't set it up. It was set up way in advance. No one thinks you set it up on Shabbos. But we see clearly you're not allowed to set it up on Shabbos. And even if you're doing it for a mitzvah, I need you to set the clock for me so that I can know when Zman Kriya Shema is, and I can know to wake up in time for Shachris, and all those things, still Tzorachiyin, because it might be a Malach Doraisa of Makkabe Patish, presumably, to set up the clock. And that's not going to be mutter, even b'makom mitzvah. Meaning you're allowed to ask a nachri to do a malacha to Rabbanon for you b'makom mitzvah. Shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom mitzvah. But you can't ask him to do a malacha to Raisa for you b'makom mitzvah. So it's important to know what's the Rabbanon, what's the Raisa. So to summarize what we learned today, basically three points. Point number one is that since there's no Isra of Shvisas Kalim, you can set up a kli on Erev Shabbos to do malacha on Shabbos, and that includes watering a field, ointment on your eye, mugmar for your clothing, soaking barley, an olive press, a wine press, right? That's point one. Point two, we said, is that the juices that flow from pre-crushed fruit are mutter on Shabbos, but if it's not pre-crushed fruit, then the juices that flow from them are usr on Shabbos. And point number three, we had two opinions: if a mill that's running on Shabbos by water power violates an isr called Hashma Askol, we're machmir unless it's a makom hefsid, but a grandfather clock is fine because everyone knows that you set that up before Shabbos and that it's sort of just running on its own. Okay, so that was a little bit of a long sif. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Se'ifim, Vav, and Zayin. Have a good evening, everyone.